Hey everybody, it's Michelle Fisher and welcome into A View From My Window. As always, I thank you for joining us today. On today's show, we are profiling Jason's Connection. It was founded in 2013 by the Harris family. Jason's Connection is a charitable organization dedicated to connecting us to resources that serve our needs, enrich our lives, and help us to meet our goals. Their mission is to create an online community that connects people experiencing disability and their families and caregivers to quality resources and support for each other. Jason Harris, the founder of Jason's Connection, is with us via Skype today. Hi, Jason.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Good. I want to know from you about kind of how Jason's Connection got started. Again, I'm a fan of yours, so tell me about how that got started.
Well, I've always had, as a person with a disability and just in general, it's been hard to find resources because there's a lot of big places and there's a lot of, you know, Google's amazing because you can look at things, but sometimes it's harder to find small organizations. Or if you're looking for a specific doctor, sometimes it can be hard to sort of find those. So we wanted to sort of be able to do some, we sort of got inspiration from Angie's list of being able to have that interactive list.
Yeah, and you know, I you were talking about community earlier and how important that is. Reiterate why that that sense of community is important, because you have a section on your website where people can read other people's experiences with certain doctors and dentists and services. So talk about why community is so important.
I feel like there's a couple reasons community is really important, and one of them is to realize that these issues don't make me bad or that they're weird. Or I mean, there's a lot of people go through a lot of different issues, whether you have a disability. I mean, we all go through these certain things. So I think being able to hear other people's experiences and realize that it's not just you, that some of it's being human is really empowering. But also it helps us be able to make decisions. I feel like if you can see what another person's experience was, you can be like, oh, well, that seems like that would work for me, or maybe this isn't the best. Because I feel like in this situation, knowledge is very powerful, to know what, because people do know what will and what will work for them, or what they feel, what has worked for them in the past or what not.
And I really enjoyed what you just said about knowledge being power, because that's why I started following your website on Facebook, and it was one of the things was because your blog posts talking about the issues, the highs, the lows, and one of the blog posts that I just recently saw was a interview that you had with a photographer, and I thought that what he said goes really well with your point about knowledge being power. He said, I'm not going to solve the problems of the world with my camera, but we're going to start the conversation. Is that your goal with your website? And why do you think that starting a conversation, why is that important to you?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. Also, I love that photographer. His name is Rick Guadotti. He's an amazing photographer. He's a really great guy. I think he touches on something really important. We do want to have conversations, because I think you can't tell people what to think, and we're not trying to tell people, because if you tell somebody something, you might be, there's probably something that you don't know that's going on that affects it, or everybody has different experiences. So I feel like having a conversation is really important, because we learn to empathize with each other from hearing each other's perspective and being able to see each other for more than just one thing. And I feel like through those conversations, you can learn. It's about letting people be able to discuss and not saying this is what's best, but let's talk about what we think it can be done. Because at the end of the day, we're all involved in this, because this is all human rights. A lot of the things that people that we talk about through disabilities are things that happen across the board for any person who wants. So being able to have these discussions opens that up. It makes it sort of equitable for everybody.
Oh, Jason, I love what you just said. Oh, my goodness. You know, obviously, when I was doing research on your website, I think this is just a major thing that people need to know about. So how do you get involved with? How can people get involved with helping you to keep doing what you do?
There's a lot of ways people can get involved. We try to make it very grassroots. That's one of our big goals. So people can actually go on the website and rate, recommend, and review, so they can put in service providers. They can review service providers. Rate them. We have little hearts that go from like 1 to 5 to say like how you felt about an organization. But there's also other things. We love having, to have a conversation, we need other people's voices and just my own. Because if I'm just saying it, it's just me as one person, but talking about their experiences, it becomes powerful. So we love to hear other people's stories. We love to have writers, and we do pay our writers. We feel like that's very, very important to do, because it sets a standard for us as an industry and shows the legitimacy of our writers as well, that they're doing this as part of being professional. We do interviews. We also have people, if you love doing research, there's research teams who help people who direct message us with asking for certain resources that can help us look. And unfortunately, we do need money, because we did decide to keep this as a nonprofit, because we felt like it's not fair to keep information to make people pay up front. But it does, we do have expenses and better, and I mean, it would be helpful. And you can always check us out on our website at jasonsconnection.org.
Well, Jason, you know what? I know we haven't met in person, but I feel like I know you already. Thank you so much for doing what you do, and thank you so much for taking the time today to talk to me.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we're not too far from you either. You're in Indiana, I think. We're in Ohio, so I mean, at every point we cross paths, we should definitely meet up.
We sure can. Thank you, my friend, so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for doing this and all the great things you're doing.
Oh, well, thank you. And thank you so much to my listeners today for listening today, everybody. Have a great day today. Bye-bye.